Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers and my sisters, to what is His message by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for Holy Thursday. The readings will be taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verses 1 to 8, 11 to 14. Our psalm for that day is Psalm 116. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. Gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 13. Verses 1 to 15. The theme of our reflection for Holy Thursday is His message the night before. Saint Paul and the evangelists of the Gospels concur that our Lord Jesus had a special banquet with His disciples the same night He was betrayed by Judas Iscariot and arrested by the Jews. St. John notes in today's Gospel that that very night our Lord and Master revealed to His disciples the depths of His love by washing their feet, which is in itself a symbolic representation of the end result of His self-giving sacrifice of love and mercy. In other words, my brother, my sister, our Lord Jesus revealed that night that He had in humility accepted to lay down His own life and to offer Himself as a ransom for our purification and sanctification. Hence, He revealed that very night that He was ready to remove His garments of kingship and to embrace the towel of death for our liberation from the tombs of injustice, corruption, dehumanization, and bad governance. And the fact is that our Lord Jesus was humiliated for our purification, but He was glorified on the third day with His original glory for our adoption as children of God. And He urged Peter that night and calls us to copy His actions of love and to do the same to our brothers and sisters. However, my brother, my sister, we know that it is not easy to carry out the Lord's injunction, but we must not forget the words of the Lord in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 24. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. And so, my brother, my sister, we must not be afraid. We must not be afraid of those who see evil but decide to call it good, because the Lord, in His infinite mercy, will vindicate us. After the washing of their feet, St. Paul notes in today's second reading that our Lord Jesus offered to His disciples the mystical signs of the new covenant and a reminder of the sacrifice wherein He poured out His love on the altar of the cross for our eternal liberation. Yes, we know it is a fact that on Good Friday, our Lord Jesus, the Lamb of the new Passover, in a shocking and painful act of divine self-emptying love, poured out His mercy on our sinful world. Thus, our Lord Jesus cleansed the world with water and His blood, as He did the feet of His disciples with water. And again, He commanded us to commemorate the outpouring of His love in the celebration of the Eucharist. Thus, my brother, my sister, our celebration tonight is in the Lord's honor. And it is also for us a reminder that our adoption in Christ Jesus is an eternal liberation which requires a lifelong commitment to the service of God and neighbor. In other words, we are reminded tonight that the act of self-giving for the good of our loved ones and enemies is our identity as children of God. And in the Eucharist, we are re-motivated. We are re-motivated to do the will of God
and continue to be
God's disciples and servants in this world. May the Lord help us to remain in His love and to serve others according to the will and injunctions of the Lord. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.